The CAP has evolved since being formed and now plays a much wider role. Production supports have been replaced by decoupled payments and the introduction of cross-compliance, greening requirements and convergence in the Common Agricultural Policy have embedded environmental actions in the targeting of supports as part of the CAP. Today, the CAP contributes to a broad range of objectives that are much more social as economic, but at its core remains the need to support our food producers, the farmers and their families. But we need to be clear, we are in the midst of another evolution of the Common Agricultural Policy, and we will see a different CAP to the one we saw before. The next CAP will have to meet challenges, namely around having a greater climate ambition while still ensuring our world-class farmers can continue to feed the world in a safe and sustainable manner. Critically, the CAP needs to cater for the first principles. We need to continue to produce quality, sustainable food for which there will be increasing demand. We need to support farmers and rural communities. And while we are doing that, we also must ensure environmental sustainability. Enormous demands are being placed on the new Common Agricultural Policy. Ireland is a sustainable food capital of the world, and we must not do anything that would stop our farmers from doing what they do best. As a country that is one of the most food secure nations in the world, exporting 90% of all the food that we produce, Ireland is not exporting a problem. We are exporting a solution of sustainable food production to more than 180 countries. In June 2018, the European Commission launched its proposals for the next Common Agricultural Policy with an increased focus on higher environmental and climate ambition. Ireland and Irish farmers should not be fazed by this ambition, and we have led the way in our climate ambitions overall. In the last CAP programme, Ireland was second only to Finland in our environmental spend under Pillar 2, ahead of countries like France, Germany, Austria and Denmark. An overall target of 40% of the total CAP budget will be allocated to environmental actions. The proposals also included further targeting of direct payments with proposals for capping and redistribution measures and further internal convergence. A new governance structure of a single national CAP strategic plan and a new delivery model with a focus on outcomes and performance was also proposed. In October 2020, I, along with my European ministerial colleagues, agreed a general approach on the CAP. It is critical to note here and to dispel one of the mistruths around this new CAP. It was at this meeting where we saw the overall CAP budget marginally increased, and Ireland played a key role in delivering this. Our stance on CAP has been one that has led the conversation in Europe to deliver on that. It was proposed to allocate 20% of the direct payment envelope to support the introduction of eco-schemes and to include an enhanced baseline for environmental conditionality. The Council general approach also provided for broad flexibility for Member States to take account of their own national circumstances. The Council general approach supported the new governance proposals, including that the next CAP will be implemented through a new structure of a national CAP strategic plan. Each Member State will have to set out an overall plan covering all expenditure under Pillar 1 and Pillar 2. This new approach aims to support actions across both pillars in a consistent and coherent manner. This new delivery model focuses on assessing the impact of the substantial investment that will be made under the next CAP. The European Parliament reached its position on the Commission proposal also in October of last year, and the Parliament has included higher targets for environmental spending, including 30% for eco-schemes. It is seeking a more prescriptive approach with less flexibility for Member States. This is particularly so regarding the redistribution of payments, where the Parliament is seeking 100% convergence and a mandatory 12% level of redistribution. The Portuguese Presidency is aiming to reach a conclusion on the Common Agricultural Policy before the end of its presidency. And while obviously that was hoped to have been achieved in May, it wasn't possible, despite I and my European colleagues wanting to see a deal. And I worked hard with them to try and achieve a deal at that last Council meeting, and it was disappointing to see that the European Parliament did not step up to the mark in relation to actually genuinely engaging in a negotiation. That is why talks ultimately broke down, and we need Cathaoirleach the Parliament now to front up and take these negotiations seriously. From the beginning, the new proposals have been the subject of extensive consultation, and that will continue. Even before the draft regulations were published, national consultation had started in Ireland on the new CAP. Currently, the CAP Consultative Committee, which includes a broad-based representation, provides a forum for ongoing consultation and updating stakeholders with regard to the negotiation process. My officials have undertaken a series of modelling work on the direct payment proposals, which has been provided to stakeholders and published. This work is designed to keep farmers informed at all stages of the process. I've always been clear that I am seeking as much flexibility as possible in the final outcome. We need a CAP that will work for Ireland, our farmers, and our wider sector. Some on the Dáil here support the position that Europe should be setting the CAP path for Ireland, and I entirely reject this approach, as it does not support our farmers. What works in Malta will not work in Mam Cross, and what works in Croatia will not work in Cairn Dona, and we cannot ignore this fact. Supporting the stance of wanting Europe to arbitrarily set the standards in which our farmers should farm is not one that will suit us best, and I cannot understand in particular why Sinn Féin is supporting this. When the final parameters of the regulations are agreed, we will then have certainty regarding our options, and I as Minister will engage closely with farmers and their representatives. The reality is that the next CAP will have to strike a balanced outcome, and this will be no easy task. I think this can sometimes be overlooked when people focus on a particular aspect of the CAP on its own. There are 9 separate objectives for the next CAP, with a 10th overarching one of agricultural knowledge and information systems. So this cannot be a single issue, single focus new CAP for Ireland. However, we have to reach a balance that recognises the need to successfully manage the many demands on the CAP, the production of safe quality food, support for farmers' livelihoods and rural communities, and the maintenance of sustainability throughout all of these choices. I want to assure everyone today that at the heart of that consideration will be Irish farmers and Irish farm families. As we reach the start of the negotiations, or the final stage of the negotiations, I should say, the issues that divide us now are the key aspects I have already referred to. The amount of expenditure allocated to environmental actions, the level of the baseline conditionality all farmers must comply with to receive any payments, and the level and extent of redistribution. When we know what the parameters of redistribution are in the final regulations, we will have to undertake further modelling to ascertain the best choices for Ireland. The current system for payments has been in place for some time, and if you make changes to a long-standing system, and it's inevitable, there will be challenging choices to make. However, that is why I remain focused on obtaining the most national flexibility we can achieve. I will meet again at the end of June with my European colleagues, when we will all be aiming to reach a conclusion on these issues and agree a new common agricultural policy at European level. A no-deal CAP does not bear thinking about. I continue to fight for the flexibility for Ireland to make decisions for Irish farmers and our country. I believe it is better for us if we can adapt the CAP proposals to take account of our own farming structure. As we draw up our plan, as I have done at all times, I'm committed to engaging with all and consulting widely, and I look forward to hearing your views today. Despite the next CAP looking different to its predecessors, it is my singular focus, Cathaoirleach, to ensure that our farmers can keep doing what they do best, producing world-class safe food in a safe, traceable and sustainable manner. The CAP is crucial to our families and to our farm families and our farmers. Having been lucky enough to have been born and reared in one myself, I saw firsthand the benefit of the Common Agricultural Policy and its impact on farm life as well as the rural economy, and indeed the importance of ensuring a CAP that serves Irish agriculture well over the next number of years.